1-877-727-7746. Why do pro athletes go broke? You know, we sit around here, some of us make $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year, and we're happy.
Okay? Are we?
Yeah, well, some of us. But the thing is that when I see an athlete that has made maybe $50 to $75 million over the course of their career and they're broke, I feel no sympathy.
I don't care if they made $1 million a year and they're broke.
You should be able to live off the interest alone.
Let me give you a list, my personal list, as to why athletes go broke.
Okay, let me hear
They invest in clubs. Worst investment unless you know what the hell you're doing.
I knew somebody who did that.
They shut down in about 6 months.
Dumb.
Restaurants.
Dumb.
Everybody, oh, man, my barbecue sauce. Everybody done told me I got great barbecue sauce.
Dumbass.
You go broke with that.
Let me hear.
Man, I'm going to have a car wash with a hot dog stand.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Dumbass.
Okay. Because everybody need their car wash.
Yes. Okay. What else on your list?
Rap labels.
Yeah.
Number
one.
Gosh.
Oh, man.
That's
going to
be number one.
I'm going to be the next, you know, Cash Money.
Yep.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And the other reason, another main reason for athletes
going broke?
Families.
Yeah. Well, you know what
their
else?
Family.
And all your friends. They're boys.
Yep.
Entourage.
Taking care of their entourage. Yep.
And that entourage goes away when the money goes away.
Oh, you know what else you forgot to add?
What's that?
Baby mamas.
Yep.
Got to add them in.
Good morning. Hello. Why do pro athletes go broke?
Because they need to live like they still broke.
Yes.
Thank you.
They got money.
Yes.
Like, why you living like you got money? You need to live like you don't have the dang old money.
Right. You know, Kanye and them buying a gold-plated toilet seats.
So
$700,000.
$700,000.
So ignorant.
I mean, at some point, you're going to say, I wish I had that back.
Mm. Yeah.
Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Why do pro athletes go broke?
Yeah, I feel the athletes go broke. Basically, they just don't know the whole, person in the house, they don't know that you're going to have to pay taxes every year on that property, and they buy several houses. And also, when they purchase cars outright, they just don't know the value of the depreciation of a car and everything like that.
Absolutely. And you know what? Aren't you tired of the same excuse, well, no one taught me about money? Shouldn't you learn by now?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, money, and when you more money you have, it just makes you more what you already was.
Oh, good
point. That's true. But if you grow up broke, and you got $1 million. $1 million seems like so much after taxes. It's like $600,000, though. You don't think about that.
But the league have classes and stuff and symposiums when they come in and try to teach them.
They be sleeping in those meetings.
Tweet.
Chris Orby says most of them don't know how to budget their money. Blue Scully says because they overspend, whether $50,000 or $50 million, live in your means. Listen, all of us don't know how to spend within our means. Edgman in HD says athletes go broke because of women and drugs. It's either both or one of the two.
Man, that's a lot of drugs when you got $50 million.
Wow.
Dollars.
Yeah,
and Scottie Pippen, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, but he's supposed to be beefing with Jordan because Jordan wouldn't loan him some money.
But it's gambling too, Russ. That's a big thing, gambling.
Do a lot of athletes gamble?
A lot of them. Antoine Walker, he said he lost a lot of his money gambling.
Because he was gambling with Jordan. Jordan money.
And Scottie Pippen, too, was gambling with Jordan. So, hey.
And they be gambling over anything. Horseshoes. Exactly. How long is that fingernail going to be that
what's
you
the next commercial going
to
come
say,
on?
Hey, man, I was just playing. They going to pay up. You want me to pay up on
and
that
then they, And then they fight serious. They fight over it. They're on planes, serious. Everything. Yeah. They have
good morning. Hello.
Wow. Yes, listen. Let me break it down for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
When guys get $100 million, first off, the one that's bald is Uncle Sam. He gets half of that. So that breaks it down to $50 million, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, after that, you got family. They do a lot of stupid stuff. A lot of, you know, partying and with women and baby moms and all that. About 50%. 50% of that's gone.
Right.
Then, you know, they get older, they start making less money, but they still living above their means.
Sure.
They're not budgeting. They don't learn anything in school because these kids are 18, 19, 20 coming out of college. They don't know anything about finances. So they don't have no budget. And then after that, it's over. That's why they end up broke.
And you look at like Terrell Owens and all these guys that, you know, all of a sudden they were paying big money. Some of these guys pay like $40,000, $50,000 a month in child support.
Crazy.
Damn.
And then they got to go back to court and go like, hey, I'm not making that now. And, you know, that add that up. Add that up.
Yeah.
You know how much a condom costs?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can get them for free.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
It's Tracy. They go broke for two reasons. Number one, they let material things define who they are, so they think they need a lot of it. And number two, because they do not pay the IRS.
Yeah, because IRS come get you, man.
Tweet.
Not trying to be rude, says, because they dumb as hell and can't count.
Wow.
Good morning. Hello. Why do pro athletes go broke?
Good morning. I believe it's because of their child support, their alimony payments, and most definitely their tax evasion.
Yeah, I think the other thing is they're not getting good accountants.
Of course they're
not. And here's the other thing. They get financial planners that get them into bad businesses.
And spend all their money and start other bank accounts for them.
And
that's
then sometimes
really theirs.
They steal money from them.
Yeah, I had a friend that says, man, I woke up one day and didn't realize I had 4 bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I only knew about 2. Hmm. Like, really now?
Tweet.
Judah on the Beat says strippers and strip clubs.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. Benny GB31 says family and agents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're giving that agent 10% or 15%.
There was that brother out of Florida, man, was beating everybody.
Yep.
And everybody kept passing him along. He was beating everybody.
But that's what happens.
And
like,
remember Vince Young? His family was running his stuff, and they
don't never
want to
do that.
Yeah. Good morning.
That.
Hello.
Yes.
Why do pro athletes go broke?
They go broke for a number of reasons, and that's why I think they should put some type of cap on the amount that these athletes and entertainers are about to make, because there's a big divide between them having so much money that they don't know what to do with, and the fact that there are children in America that are starving, homeless people. I just don't get it.
It's amazing. But I will say this. If it's true, Allen Iverson supposedly doesn't have a whole lot of dough right now, but he got with some people that actually, they said what we hear, put some money that he can't touch until he turns like 45.
That's fantastic. But you know, I think it's wrong to put a cap on how much somebody can make. You should be able to make whatever somebody's willing to pay you, but maybe you can't get it all at once.
Right.
Artis One says they go broke because no one teaches them that money makes money and Maybach don't make ish.
That is, you got to. It takes money to make money.
Preach.
But it's got to be smart, sound decisions.
Right.
A lot of thieves out there.